Hi, this is Jasmine Jia. Welcome back to Jasmine's Chinese Space Podcast. We have learned quite a few new phrases and words in our last lesson and worked on pinyin and pronunciation in the lesson before. Now you really need to pay attention to how to pronounce correctly based on the pinyin spelling. It's not an easy thing to do, so listen and repeat as much as you can. It's the only way to get more confident in speaking a new language. In this episode, we'll review those new words and phrases we just learned. While you repeat after me, I'd like you to think about the meaning of the words by imagining the situation in which you might use these words. For example, when you say 高兴, the word for happy, put a smile on your face and think about the things that make you happy. I promise this kind of tip will make your study time more efficient and pleasant. All right, open up the episode cover, find the pause button, and let's begin. How are you? 你好吗? I'm fine, and you?
我很好,你呢?
很高兴见到你。
That means very nice to meet you. The key words for this sentence is
高兴
happy
见到
to see or to meet. Is it okay?
好吗?
Me too.
我也是。
Good morning. There are three ways to say this.
早上好,早
or
你早。
The key word for this phrase is
早上
means early morning. Then we have good evening.
晚上好。
晚上 means evening. Then we learned about morning, afternoon, and noon. For morning, that is
上午。上午
afternoon,
下午
good afternoon is
下午好
noon is 中午
Have you noticed how much Chinese people love the word 好?
It's in all the greeting phrases. Also, where we put 好 is at the end of the phrase. So in English, you say good morning,In Chinese, the order goes morning good, afternoon good, or evening good. So evening good is
晚上好
Good morning is
早上好
Got it? Okay, next. For sir, it's
先生
Madame is
太太.
Then I take out the word 太. The character 太 itself has two meanings. One is too, like T-O-O, or extremely. There's a very handy phrase to learn here.
太好了,
that's great.
太好了.
You can also combine 太 with an adjective. For example,
太大
means too big.
太小
means too small.
Miss is 小姐。小姐。
The next two words have something to do with the Chinese culture. In China, you address people in your parents' generation either uncles or aunties, regardless whether you're related. That's 叔叔 for uncle and 阿姨 for auntie. You also need to acknowledge this person's last name, so Ms. Wang is Wang 阿姨, or Mr. Bai is Bai 叔叔.
Great work! I know that's a lot to memorize and practice. Don't worry, we will have plenty of opportunities to practice and review them.
We'll practice some in my next episode in a dialogue.Also, make sure you practice writing the Chinese characters I've taught you so far. It's really important that you have a solid foundation before advancing further. See you soon.
再见。